You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. Arietti from California is a big fan of the show. Arietti, I think if you were a character in the stories, you'd be a cat training wizard. And you would be able to train cats to be ninjas, and you'd have a cool ninja cat army. Thanks for listening, Arietti. Today's episode is titled, They're Back, Part 2. Look, they're doing it! They're doing the crane kick! Tim shouted from the bow of the ship, watching a group of seagulls attempt to balance on one leg. They're just standing normally, Tim, Ben called back without looking up from his navigation charts. That's what seagulls do. 3 days had passed since they had left Valley Town's shore. Despite Tim's determined efforts to create the world's first ninja seagull army, the journey had been mostly peaceful. Now, as dawn approached, the crew gathered at the railings, watching the horizon for the first glimpse of the celestial drift. There! Goose pointed to a mass emerging from the morning mist. See how it seems to glow? That's moonlight, still caught in the island's crystal formations. The island was massive, its shores lined with luminescent beaches that pulsed with a gentle blue light. Twisted trees reached skyward, their leaves shimmering silver. We need to dock quickly, Goose explained, already preparing the mooring lines. The island won't stay here for long. Ray grinned at his brother. Race you to the shore? You're on! No racing, Ben shouted, but the brothers had already leaped off the side of the boat and began frantically swimming to shore. As they approached the beach, the glowing sand cast strange shadows across their faces. Ray immediately began scooping handfuls into his pockets. For research, he explained when Ben raised an eyebrow. Research? Ben sighed, organizing their collection gear into neat piles on the shore. Since when do you do research? Hey guys, Tim interrupted, pointing toward a cluster of trees in the distance. Are those the glowing plants from our list? Because they're either that or we've got ghost trees. Several yards into the tree line, phosphorescent flowers bloomed, their petals pulsing with an inner light that seemed to beckon them forward. Now, ghost trees would be so cool, though, Ray whispered, still stuffing sand in his pockets. Yeah, those are hush flowers, Goose confirmed, consulting their list. They're not on the list, but we'll grab some anyway. Goose narrowed his eyes and slowly turned his head to look deep into the tree line from the beach. This place feels strange, Goose didn't finish, but the others silently agreed. They all knew what it felt like to be watched. We should stick together, Ben started, but Tim was already charging toward the glowing plants. Last one to the ghost trees is a rotten ninja egg. Yeah, we should split up, Tim announced as they entered the dense woods. Cover more ground that way. Absolutely not, said Ben. On mysterious moving islands, we stay to get... All in favor of splitting up? Ray's hand shot into the air, followed by Tim's, and after a moment's hesitation, Goose's. Democracy! Tim shouted. The system works! That's not how... Ben started, but the brothers were already disappearing into the trees, their laughter echoing behind them. We'll take the west side, Ray called back. Meet you at the beach at sunset. Ben turned to Goose. You know this is a terrible idea. Yes, Goose agreed, pulling out their ingredient list. But they do tend to find the weird stuff, and we need the weird stuff. They also work well together and have some supernatural luck, I think they'll be all right. Meanwhile, as Tim and Ray plodded through the forest,
"Do you think these trees are actually ghosts?" Tim asked, poking a twisted trunk with a stick. "Like dead trees that came back as spooky tree ghosts?"
"Only one way to find out." Ray pulled out a handful of glowing sand from his pocket and threw it at the nearest tree. The sand sparkled as it fell, but nothing else happened.
"Well, what was the point of that?" asked Tim.
"I don't know. I thought the sand would just, like, go through the ghost tree or something, you know, if it was a ghost," explained Ray.
"Okay, that makes sense," Tim nodded seriously. "We should throw more sand."
They continued deeper into the woods, Ray throwing sand at suspicious-looking trees, while Tim collected anything that glowed, sparkled, or made strange noises when poked.
"Check this out!"
Tim held up a flower that changed color every time he touched it.
"Think it's a changeling flower?"
"Only one way to find out."
Ray reached for it. A rustling sound made them both freeze. Something moved in the shadows.
"Did you see that?"
Tim whispered.
"Probably just some local critters,"
Ray said, but he didn't sound convinced. The brothers spun around as more rustling came from their left, then their right, then behind them again.
"Is it just me?" Tim said slowly. "Or are we feeling surrounded?"
"Nah, that's crazy,"
Ray laughed nervously. A branch creaked overhead.
Unless...
they said in unison, watching as the path they had just walked down slowly began to twist and change before their eyes. Ben meticulously checked off each item on their list as Goose gathered them into labeled containers.
"Mudberries, check. Tar bark, check."
"Wait." Goose stopped, holding up his hand.
"Look at these tracks."
Strange markings crossed their path. Not quite footprints. More like something had rolled through.
"And here,"
Goose pointed to broken branches and disturbed earth.
"Someone's been here recently."
They entered a clearing where the trees thinned out. The ground was covered in an odd sticky residue that gleamed in the filtered light.
"Is that?"
Ben touched it cautiously.
"Gloop slime?"
A whisper echoed through the trees, clearer than before, almost like words.
"We should find Tim and Ray," Goose said quietly. "Now."
But as they turned to leave, the trees began to move. Slowly at first, then faster, branches twisting and trunks shifting position. The path they had followed disappeared as new ones formed. The forest itself was strangely enchanted.
"Tim! Ray!"
Ben shouted. Only whispers answered back. The forest seemed to pulse around them, paths appearing and vanishing like a maze rearranging itself. Every direction looked the same. Twisted trunks and glowing flowers stretching endlessly into shadow.
"This is some kind of shape-shifting forest,"
Goose whispered. Ben turned, but Goose was barely visible, obscured by a thick cluster of trees and bushes that had shifted to separate them. A second later and the two ninjas were out of sight from one another. Ben tried to get his bearings, tried to remember which way they had come, to get back to the beach and reset.
"Goose!"
he yelled, but there was no reply. Meanwhile, Goose staggered as something solid slammed into his back. He spun around, magic crackling from the wand he just pulled from his cloak. But more impacts came from all sides. Translucent gloops rolled from the foliage right for Goose.
"Gloops!"
he shouted. But the sound was muffled as the gelatinous creatures swarmed him. Their sticky bodies merged together, forming a prison around him. His wand fizzled uselessly as the gloops jumped to slam into him, to envelop his entire body. Through their bodies, he could see more gloops emerging from the shadows. The last thing Goose saw before being completely encased was a particularly large gloop, wearing what looked like a captain's hat.
In another part of this shifting forest,
"We have to be getting close to the beach,"
Tim said, throwing his last handful of glowing sand at yet another tree.
"We've been walking for hours."
"Have we, though?"
Ray squinted at the twisted trunks around them.
"Because that tree with the weird knot looks exactly like..."
A shout echoed through the woods, cut suddenly short.
"Was that?"
Tim started.
"Goose?"
Ray finished.
They rushed toward the sound, but the forest shifted again, paths twisting away from their destination.
Tim and Ray ran toward where they thought the sound came from, eventually spilling out into a small clearing. They saw Ben standing there, staring at signs of a struggle. Scattered collection jars, a dropped wizard's bag, and fresh gloop tracks leading deeper into the moving woods.
"They got goose," said Ben.
The end.
Thanks for listening, friends. Adios.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.